Psalm 97. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let all the islands be glad. Well, the kingdom of God is going to come in the future when Jesus comes back, but even now the Lord reigns. And we who have believed, we are living now as if we are his kingdom, those over whom he reigns. Now, of course, the kingdom hasn't literally physically come yet, but we're expecting it, and yet we've got to live now the kind of life we will live in the kingdom. So it's no good thinking, oh yeah, I can just do what everyone else does in this life and then get everlasting life. We've got to live now the kind of life we will live then. And that is why in the New Testament, Jesus says you can have eternal life now. It doesn't mean we won't die. It means that you can live now the kind of life you will live forever. Clouds and darkness around about him, righteousness and justice are what he is enthroned upon. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded are all those who serve graven images, that boast themselves about their idols. All you idols, fall down and worship him. Reminds me of how Dagon, the god of the Philistines, fell down and was broken and his head fell off in the before God.
What did he say?
Well, it reminds me of that time in the Old Testament, earlier in the Old Testament, when the Philistine god Dagon, he fell over. He broke in pieces. His head fell off. Well, because he was put in the presence of the Ark of the God of Israel. So, all those who serve idols are going to be ashamed, even though they boast themselves about their idols. People boast about their car. They boast about their house. They boast about all the things they've got. But they will all come to shame before God. Zion heard. This is the Temple Mount, and it sometimes represents the true people of God. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughter of Judah rejoiced because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, Lord, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You that love the Lord hate evil. So that is something we've got to bear in mind, that if you love God's ways, you just won't like doing bad things. It's not as if you look at temptation and think, ooh, wouldn't it be great to do that? Get away with it. No, if you love God, you will hate evil. You won't want to do that. He preserves the lives of his saints, his holy ones, his special ones, that's us. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. So light is sown for the righteous. That is, we haven't got it now. It's like a seed, and it's going to spring up and burst into light, and that will be when Jesus comes back.